Anytime y'all catch me with them hoes, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why she's so nervous. Fuck what the hoe said, cause my niggas say I'm perfect, tell the truth. You know, a lot of people don't understand, you know, there's levels to this motherfucking shit. There's levels. There's levels to everything I do, especially to how I manifest my shit. There's levels. You know, there's definitely levels. You got to set your sights on what it is you want to achieve. You got to have a vision for yourself. And lately, I've been having a vision for how I want my life to be. And it's going to be that way. I'm going to be achieving my manifestations with peace. Especially, you know, working in the workplace. Because it's been like, what, some months now? I've been feeling real uneasy. And now I'm at a point where it's just like, I'm done feeling uneasy. Like, and it be people around me, certain circumstances and shit like that. And I'm just not allowing it no more. Like, I'm not allowing people to tell me how I should live my life. Like, I have people talking about, you know, yeah, I do this because I do that. Especially when it comes to, like, certain things that I do. For example, like, there'd be certain people that be asking me to do overtime. They'd be wanting me to stay, do extra shifts. And I'm not doing that. I'm working my full time and I'm stacking my chips. I'm not doing extra because my life is peaceful and it's going to continue that way. That's how I have it set. I'm not allowing people to take me out of that. You can do overtime. You can do overtime. People be like, well, you know, we do it to take care of our families and our this and our that. Listen, I don't care about none of that. I don't care what you do. I'm not doing overtime. I don't have no kids. I don't have no nigga. I don't have no responsibilities other than myself. I don't care what the fuck the next motherfucker is trying to do and the reason why they got to do it. That ain't my problem nor my fuck to give. I have things to do. I have achievements to get after. I have things that I have my sights set for. And that's just what the fuck it is. I don't give a fuck about how bitches make their money. I know I'm not going to allow people, places, and things to disturb how I get money. So like I said, there's levels to the things that I do. And am I going to give up my secrets to that? I talk about how I do my shit and how there is levels to the shit. But understand that I'm telling my story. I'm not telling none of y'all bitches how to do it. I don't give a fuck to tell anybody how to do anything that I fucking do. Just know I'm doing it. And you ain't going to railroad me to fucking doing this shit. That's the problem, especially with people. It's like, we give a fuck about what people think. And, you know, we always asking for advice from other people, which, okay, that's great. Yeah, but here's the thing. There's something called intuition that majority of people have. It's called intuition. I'm going to say it again, intuition. That little feeling that goes off in your gut, and everybody feel it. Once you get that feeling, you know it's fucking up. I don't understand. Like, the thing with me is I'm very intuitive. I know when something ain't right. I wasn't born yesterday, and stupid ain't fucking tattooed on my forehead. So I'm going to do what I do. Oh, and I'm funny when it comes to people too. I'm funny when I come to people. I don't need no distractions. I don't need no weirdos. I don't need no negativity. I don't need no fakeness. I don't need people fucking dumping on me. I don't need it. I don't give a fuck. I'm one of the type of person, like, I learn. And not only do I learn, but I look for things to enhance my life. if it isn't enhancing my life in no way, then I'm not going to deal with it. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. I promise you, if it's not enhancing my life, I don't give a shit. You know? And that's what it is. When you have focus, when you have that vision, when you have that intuition, you're going to put in work. And one thing about me, I puts in work. I put in work. I work hard to achieve everything that I have, and I'm working hard to achieve everything that is coming to me. What might be meant for you is meant for me, and what may not be meant for me is meant for you. I don't give a fuck. I'm on my own journey, and I'm forging my own path, and I'm putting in work to make sure my life is bougie. Yeah, I'm doing what I want, and I'm putting in work, and I'm working hard to the things that I need to be done in my life. Like, for example, I go to work every motherfucking night, and I deal with circumstances that are just beyond me most times, but I get paid to do it, and I'm doing it. And while I'm putting in work, I'm not going to allow for people, places, and things to devalue my worth. I know what I signed up for, and I know what I'm getting paid to do. And I'm not getting paid to do anything extra outside of my pay grade or outside of my scope of practice. And I only work full time. I'm not working overtime. I'm going to start establishing some motherfucking boundaries when it comes to me. I'm not playing with nobody no motherfucking more. No, I don't want to be nice. I don't want to be nice any fucking more. I'm tired of being fucking nice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be kind. Now that I'm putting in this motherfucking work, I'm going to be kind. I'm not going to be nice to any of you motherfucking bitches. I'm tired of always being nice to fucking ugly ass, weird ass, low self-esteem ass, power stroke weirdo ass motherfuckers. I'm tired of it. I don't give a fuck about your title. I don't give a fuck about how many years you went to school. I don't give a fuck about how many dicks you had to suck to get to your fucking role. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Like I said, if it's not going to enhance my life, I don't need it. So while I'm putting in this work, I'm coming for my worth. And I'm establishing boundaries. I'm not playing with you ugly ass bitches. I'm not playing. I'm not playing with you ugly ass bitches. Okay? Period. Like last week, I was working and, you know, I work like it was the end of the, it was the end, the last day of the week I had work. And, I had worked that entire shift with no fucking break. So it was at a certain time, which was like the last, within the last hour of my shift, I was done. I told myself I'm done and I'm giving myself a break and I'm ending my shift with my fucking break. It was a half an hour, but shit, I was getting it regardless because ain't no motherfucking way. Like, let me tell you something. Ain't no way that I'm going to be working on the floor with seven motherfucking nurses and it's two techs. Yeah, I'm talking about it. Because for what? The fuck you think I am? I am a tech. I'm not a nurse. It was two techs on the floor and seven fucking nurses. There is no reason for why I could not take a break. The only time that I took a break was when I had to cover someone on a one-to-one. It's beyond me. I'm tired. I'm not doing that no more. It don't matter what floor I'm working on, I'm taking a fucking break because that's allotted to me by law. And my workplace has to provide that. So I'm taking it. I don't give a fuck who gets in their feelings. I don't give a shit. Find a dick to suck and move on, bitch. This is what it's come to now. Because I know my worth. And I know what I'm getting paid to do. And I know what my scope of practice is. like I said, ain't no way that I'm going to have a whole motherfucking hall and I got 3 to 4 nurses working that same hall with me. It ain't happening. Do your fucking job. Just like I got my training in fucking 2 years to do what the fuck I do and then enhanced it some more after a year. Okay? Y'all nurses, y'all go to school for literally 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, sometimes 9 years. And I may not have went to nursing school, but I know my fucking scope. I may not went to nursing school, but I know the scope. I know the scope that the same work that I do, you can do times 4. Because you got the training and the skills and the direction to do it. And it's in your scope. It's in your license. It's what you do as a nurse. I can't do a nurse's job. I don't have the certifications. I don't have the licensures nor the fucking training to do a nurse's job. But a nurse can do my job. Okay, so with that being said, I'm not going to be on my feet 8 hours straight while motherfucking bitches are sitting on their ass for motherfucking 5 to 6. Play with your mama's pussy, hoe, not me. Yeah, I'm putting in work and I'm establishing boundaries on my shit. Because I know my worth and I know who I am. And no, I'm not being nice to no motherfucking body. No, I'm not friends with none of y'all hoes. No, I got literally 4 people within that whole motherfucking place, within this whole motherfucking career that I fuck with. 4. And that's what I'm setting on. And yeah, I'm acting funny. So what? I don't care. I'm coming to do my job. When I show up, motherfuckers know what I'm showing up to do. I'm doing my job and I'm leaving out with my paycheck at the end of it. This is how it's going to be. Because one thing that I know and 2 things is for certain that everything don't come easy. My job ain't easy. My life ain't easy. But I'm going to make sure that my life is easy, even if my job isn't. I'm going to make sure my life is easy, even though my job isn't, because I am for certain that nothing comes easy, especially nothing good. Good things is coming to me in my life. I'm getting blessings, and that's because I put in fucking work. And I done been through the mud. I done been through the blood. I done been through it to make sure that my life is where it's at today. I'm abundant as a motherfucker. And being abundant, being prosperous, and being wealthy did not come motherfucking easy. Sometimes you gotta protect you. You gotta protect you. You gotta protect yourself. And you gotta protect your fucking blessings. And if that means me setting some motherfucking boundaries and me irritating a few motherfuckers and making motherfuckers uncomfortable when it comes to me, then so fucking be it. Play with yourself, honey. May the church say amen. May the church say amen. So like I said, I'm protecting my peace and I'm protecting myself. One of the things I learned working in this field is that you have to cover your ass, right? You have to cover your ass. So I'm going to be covering my ass. I am paying attention to every little single thing. That's what it's going to be. I'm paying attention to every little single thing. I've been paying attention to every little single thing. That's why I be saying to myself, like, well, all this arsenal I got, I don't want nobody to think that I'm just someone motherfuckers is going to get over on. I don't want that. I don't want it to be where people think they're just going to get over on me. One thing about me is I'm a very caring individual. I am a healer. I am an alchemist. I'm a manifester. I'm also a lover, okay? Let's not get that misconstrued with the fact that I'm a punk or a pussy ass bitch. Let's not get that misconstrued. And let's also not get it misconstrued that I'm dumb or fucking stupid, because I'm not that either. I'm going to be covering my ass every single time One thing about me is I don't go into places, I don't go into networks, you know, causing issues, causing trouble. I'm very diplomatic. I'm very kind. I am a lover. You know, I am an alchemist. I always come in with some type of, you know, with some type of knack for problem solving, but not just that, you know, just truly getting to meet people and just truly get the, you know, get to know people and give people a benefit of a doubt. I am that person. So like I said, I'm very diplomatic and I always come into a situation on some diplomatic shit. I always come in with at least four perspectives to one side. I always try to question myself and to give the benefit of a doubt to a lot of situations. But what I'm not going to do is allow myself to be taken advantage of by anybody. I am not someone who you could just look at and just be like, oh, well, I'm going to try to soak up her energy. I'm going to try to soak up whatever game she got, or I'm going to just try to be in her energy just so, you know, it could give, just so I can feed off of it and, you know, enhance my life or do something different without having to actually give back and give thanks and actually show your worth to what it is that I'm providing or bringing to the table. That's not what we're doing. And when it comes to my energy, I'm definitely not playing when it's about my motherfucking energy. I'm not playing with you motherfucking bitches. Like I said, I'm kind, but I'm not nice. Don't get it twisted. I'm protecting myself and I'm covering my ass and I'm paying attention to everybody. I'm paying attention to everyone and everything. I'm being vigilant and I'm being aware of everyone and everything. Okay? I'm protecting my peace. I'm protecting my peace. All I want to do is laugh, chill, kick it, create, blossom, be a problem saluter, you know, bring solutions to problems, grow, advance, bring happiness, bring some balance. That's the type of person that I am. And I'm going to protect my peace. I am going to protect my peace. Anything that destroys that is going to be a fucking problem. And I'm not going to let it get far. That's why when it comes to my career, my job, anything like that, I'm not allowing to disrupt my peace anymore. I'm not allowing it. So... done are the days of celebrity interaction with fans. People who are public figures, people who got very big platforms, you know. The people in those positions don't have to fucking talk to any of your of you normal people. They really don't have to. The normal people already give attention and give a platform and give rise to people of higher statues, made it, like I said, public figures, rappers, singers, content creators, podcasters, comedians, motherfuckers that bless the mic. We don't have to be nice to you. What has to be remembered is the reason why we captivate you guys is because we come in with a story that is so fucking profound. But like I said, boundaries is a thing. You have to remember that we're still human. We're people at the end of the motherfucking day. And we don't have to be in nobody's face all the motherfucking time. We don't have to. The fuck? I drop my shit. Y'all listen. But I'm not in y'all faces being fucking annoying. Like, get over yourself. I ain't doing that shit. I don't have to do that shit. Like I said, done and gone are the days of celebrity interactions with fans. Y'all motherfucking fans, y'all need to get a life. Y'all stay online. Y'all stay everywhere than where the fuck y'all supposed to be. And that's in your motherfucking house, in your motherfucking wallet, in your motherfucking business. And you always in somebody else's business. Y'all always want to know how celebrities feel. Y'all always want to know what the next motherfucker feel, what the next motherfucker doing. Don't worry about that shit. Mind your motherfucking draws, nigga. Get the fuck offline. and play with your dick. Shit, especially the hating ass hoes. Stay offline and play with your motherfucking coochie hoe. Y'all always want to know what the next motherfucker doing, what the next motherfucker thinking. Mind your neck. Mind your motherfucking neck and mind your pockets, motherfucker. You wouldn't be so hungry all the time if you was minding your motherfucking fridge. You want to mind somebody else's business. Mind your fridge, bitch. Mind that empty ass fridge you got in your motherfucking house, bitch. Mind your motherfucking walls where the roaches like to crawl out of and shit. You worry about everybody else except for your motherfucking self. Like I said, celebrities, podcasters, public officials, rappers, singers, podcasters, comedians, all of us niggas, we are people too. We are people too. And we got business to handle. We got shit to motherfucking do. We got shit to motherfucking do. When we going through the airport, when we in motherfucking shopping, when we mind our motherfucking business, don't be trying to run up to us talking about, can I get an autograph? Because you're going to get cussed the fuck out. When I'm out there, don't ask me for no motherfucking autograph, bitch. Don't point no motherfucking phone in my motherfucking face either. Because anybody pointing a phone in my face trying to get some footage without my motherfucking permission or my go-to or my saying, yeah, that I'm allowing it, I'm seeing you in court. I'm making you broke. Everybody gonna get broke off me. Because I ain't playing no motherfucking games. Don't ever think you finna run up on me in motherfucking public. Talk about some, can I get an autograph? No, bitch, move. Like, and this is the thing. Like, motherfuckers is mad at Wale. Motherfuckers was this past week talking shit about Wale. Talking about some, oh, he's just mean. He's just mean. He's just mean because, you know, I'll be going through the airport and I'll see him and I just want to say, and I say hi to him and he doesn't say hi back. Yeah, he's not saying hi to you because he don't give a fuck about you. He's going through the airport minding his motherfucking business trying to get from point A to point motherfucking B. A nigga don't have to talk to you, bitch. He don't fucking know you anyway. Who the fuck are you and he gotta say hi to you? What? You got this motherfucking rapper. She ugly as fuck. Ugly as fuck. Plastic surgeon as fuck going online. Talk about some. Yeah, with his Wale ugly because he mean with his ugly ass. Then you got Meek Mill always in some motherfucking body business, but he ain't dropping no motherfucking music. He ain't doing what the fuck he needs to be doing. He everywhere than where the fuck he's supposed to be. And I'm tired of this motherfucking rapper. He doing everything than what the fuck he supposed to be doing. Making a motherfucking rap song, motherfucker. Why the fuck is you in Wale business about who the fuck he taking pictures with? Why does that matter when you got 10 motherfucking accusations going against you right now as far as this Diddy situation? Okay, you worried about what the next motherfucker is doing, what the next man is doing with his motherfucking time and who he posing pictures with. Meanwhile, you ain't where the fuck you supposed to be, which is addressing these motherfucking accusations and getting on the motherfucking mic and making the motherfucking rap song. The fuck wrong with you? Wale don't owe you nothing. Wale don't owe you nothing. Don't worry about who he taking a pic with and worry about your motherfucking self. Y'all niggas is weird. Especially men nowadays. Men, and I'm not trying to make this no gender warring shit, gender separation, gender war type shit. I'm not trying to do this, but niggas, I need for y'all to be men. Be men, okay? Get out there and do something. Stop worrying about what the next nigga doing with his dick. Worry about your dick. Keep your eyes on your motherfucking dick. Why are you worried about what the next nigga dick look like, how big it is, how he get it in, whatever the fuck? Mind your neck. Mind that motherfucking neck. So this whole Wale being mean, he the mean guy. He ain't no mean guy. He want y'all motherfuckers to leave him alone. Fuck y'all, leave him alone. Fuck him, leave him alone. That used to be my shit. Wale used to have this song, right? And it's called The Middle Finger. And the refrain of the song would be, fuck you, leave me alone, yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Fuck you, leave me alone. Yeah. Fuck you, leave me alone. Yeah, that's how it is. Fuck all y'all niggas and leave niggas the fuck alone. That's what. Shit. I just want everybody to know that anybody that's ever sent me harm, jealousy, hate, any bitch that's talking shit about me behind my back, any motherfucking bitch that's being a hater, jealous, watching me on motherfucking social media and just talking shit and just mad, any motherfucking bitch that at my workplace that is sending me negativity, any of my exes that's sending me negativity and motherfucking mad because I don't fuck with their asses no more. Anybody sending me negative energy. Anybody sending me the evil eye energy. I pray that all of that negative energy, that evil eye energy, is being returned back to sender, aka all y'all motherfuckers, times a million. Because one thing I know, and the second thing for certain, is that karma will always spin the block. So be careful with the energy that you're trying to send me. Be careful with that. Be careful with that. Be careful. Because karma spins the block about me. Karma is spinning the block about me this year. Go against me is going against your motherfucking self. And I advise motherfuckers to tread lightly because karma always spins the motherfucking block. Be careful. Be careful what you do when you have my name in your motherfucking mouth. Be very careful because God don't play about me. Karma will always spin the block. So be careful how y'all behaving out here in these motherfucking streets. Let me tell y'all something. All attention ain't good attention. All attention is not good attention. And negative attention always has a consequence with it. There's always repercussions for negative attention. Okay, there's nothing good that ever comes out of it. So, you know, all y'all clout chasing ass motherfuckers, all y'all hating, jealousy, can't understand why a bitch is on top and you ain't there yet. Listen, be careful with that energy. You might want to take all that energy and produce it to something good. You know, right your wrongs, whatever the fuck is that you got to do. But keep that energy at bay and understand what it is you're dealing with, because for every action there is a reaction. And the thing with me is I'm not going to give people an action or a reaction when they do something to me. I don't have to. I have forces powerful than myself that are on payroll, and that are not just on payroll, but that is on my side, you know, that can really do some damage to some motherfuckers. And when I mean by payroll, I mean like I got offerings. I give offerings, okay? I give offerings. I don't know what it is, but you know, y'all might want to tread lightly. When you're dealing with me, I don't have to do a motherfucking thing to nobody. I don't even have to get motherfuckers to do anything to anybody. I don't have I have a spiritual clique. I have, like I said, I got forces power than me, more powerful than me. So might want to be a little careful, you know? When I talk about minding your business, I mean, pay attention to the things that make you love life however your life is. Because the thing with me is, I'm out of my business. I live my life the way that I choose to live my life, and it makes me happy. I got a roof over my head. I got entertainment in my room. I got things that make me happy to be in the house. My life is so peaceful because I don't have people in my life causing havoc. You know what I'm saying? And like, I come home and I light my candles and I kick my feet up, you know, on my bed with my flat screen TV playing the bombest motherfucking television or the best movies that I can motherfucking find. I got a nice ass laptop that allows me to be able to create and motherfucking hustle. You know, my humidifier makes sure that my air circulates perfectly to benefit my skin and to benefit my breathing. I keep myself grounded. Okay? All my bills be paid. My bills be motherfucking pizzay. You hear me? And I stay with food in my fucking fridge. And my pussy stay tighter than the motherfucking, it stay tighter than the motherfucking triple door closing lock. Okay, like, and you know, shit, life is motherfucking good, but I live my life however I choose to see fit, and I'm not worried about the next motherfucking bitch and what the fuck they got going on in their life. I ain't worried about it, because life is good on my end. I ain't worried about yours. Live your life how you choose to live it, well, however that is. Because on my side of the world, we being happy as motherfuck. Okay, we coming and giggling. We coming and giggling all the way to the motherfucking bank. I'm busting nuts on motherfuckers and I'm laughing to the bank. I'm busting nuts and I'm giggling. I'm busting these motherfucking nuts. I'm coming on motherfuckers and I'm giggling to the bank. That's just what it is. I'm giggling to the bank. And you know, I'm authentic with all of it. Let me tell you something. I love my motherfucking stuff. I love myself and I'm staying true to my motherfucking self. I love myself. I know I'm a little wacky. I know I'm a little bit out there. I know I'm a little bit weird, but I'm pretty. I'm cute. And I know how to cook. And I don't have to double back. And I got wet ass pussy. And I'm motherfucking tight. And I'm motherfucking majestic. I can make a motherfucker laugh. And I be coming all the way to the motherfucking bank. So shit. Gotta stay true. Gotta stay true to you, and I stay true to me. I ain't got time to be anything else other than myself. I ain't got time for that shit. But I'm gonna end this motherfucker off with saying, happy motherfucking Sunday. Happy motherfucking Sunday. Sunday breakfast, Sunday brunch, and Sunday motherfucking dinner, because on Sundays, I take time out to thank God for blessing my life. I thank God in the name of his son, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, as well as my ancestors in the motherfucking universe. I make sure that I give thanks to the Almighty, the one up above, God, Jehovah God. I pray to him. I give to him. I give him all the glory and the gratitude and the thanks. Because let me tell you something. That man has changed my life. Where my life was 4-5 years ago was nuts. It was crazy. Where my life is now is not the same as it was 5 years ago. It is a total 380 degrees. When I tell you life is motherfucking good, life is good. So I'm going to just say this. Every time y'all book me with them hoes, it's going to be big drama. In the words of the rapper Lotto. 20 black Suburbans, we pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why y'all so nervous. Hey, time y'all boot me with them hoes, it's gonna be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, I pull up like Sunday service. I just want a one-on-one, don't know why y'all so nervous. Fuck with y'all, fuck with y'all, y'all say, cause my God say I'm perfect. You already know what the fuck it is. It's your girl, Dream Nicole, and this is Don't Kill the Messenger with Dream Nicole. And, you know, I'm on here. I'm on here. Because, like I said, every time y'all book me with them hoes, it's going to be big drama. 20 black Suburbans, I pull up like Sunday service. I just want no one-on-one. Don't know why y'all so nervous. Fuck what all y'all say, because I know that I am perfect. Tell the truth.